I met my mother. After returning from the church to the bungalow, I said to Miss Bernard, "Please allow me to see my mother. She will be waiting for me as per my message. If I do not meet her, I do not know what her condition will be. If I do not go home, they will be worried about me, thinking what has happened to their son." Miss Bernard thought I should not go. But I said to her, "Till I took baptism and received Christ publicly, I was hiding, because I was afraid if my father comes to know about it, he may send me to Venkatgiri or some far-off place to avoid my baptism. But now I have become a servant of Christ and am ready to die for his name's sake. Now I do not fear anyone." Upon hearing this from my mouth, she allowed me to go home. Not only did she give me permission, but she also became ready to go with me. She also took along with her Miss Venutai and Raghoba Thombre, who was a Christian police officer at that time. Our vehicle reached the square at Ganjapet, via Bhavnipet and Gulali. By this time, many Brahmins were ready with sticks in their hands. We saw them, but without paying attention to them, we swiftly proceeded towards our home. After reaching there, we made the police officer stand at the door of my house. Inside at arm's length sat Miss Bernard and Mr. Bhaskare. I went in along with Miss Venutai to the room where my mother was. On seeing me, my mother cried aloud, "Now do not go back, my dear son. Stay here with me." Then I said to my mother, "Now it is not possible for me to stay here any longer, because I have done what I had to do. Now I cannot help it." She banged her head against the wall as she heard these words of mine. Without waiting to see her in sorrow, we immediately started to go back. We got into the vehicle and reached the cantonment via Parch Hot. There some people ran after us with sticks in their hands, but the police officers of the nearby police station drove them away. In this way, we reached the bungalow safely. On that day, my father and his friends were trying hard to see me, from 5 o'clock in the evening till 11 in the night. But the guards and the strict servants did not allow them at all. Finally, they had to go back without seeing me. After having been baptized for about 15 days, I could not go out of the bungalow because my father was in constant effort to take me back home. Not only he, but also his friends Messrs. Baloba Natekar, Bapurao Natekar, Advocate Garde, Nana Joshi and Vishnupant Saptarishi were trying their best to bring me back to my home.